We continue our learning. Le'ilin Ishbas David Ben Menachem Urush and Chaim Yaakov Pinchas Elio. We're in Chala Perek Dalid Mishnah Gimel. Shnei Kavim. We have two Kav. Now, two Kav, each one separately, as we know, is not Chayiv and Chala, because you need to have 5/4 of a Kav, 1 1/4 Kav. So here we have Shnei Kavim. Someone had two does, and each doe was one Kav only, individually. The kav orez o kav truma ba'emsa, and a dough that was made of a kav of rice, flour, or let's say a kav of truma. Either rice or truma is the same idea, because truma is not chayiv in challah, and a flour and rice flour is not chayiv in challah. So this kav is now between the two doughs and connects them. So this is, here I have my regular doughs. I have two doughs. Each one is not chayiv and challah. And in between attaching those two doughs, which are chulin doughs, they would be chayiv and challah had they had the requisite amount, but they don't. Each one is only a kav. And now, and they're of the 5 grains, so that's not a problem. But now I have a third dough. This dough is either made from truma flour or rice flour, and that connects them. And that's attached to both of these other individual doughs. Says the Mishnah. So again, Shnei Kavim, the Kav Orez or Kav Truma Ba'emsa, ain't on Mitzdarfin. Says the Mishnah, the two doughs don't combine into a Chiv of Challah, into as if they're now I have more than one Kav together by virtue of this piece in the middle. Not true. They're not considered connected with a dough that's in the middle in this case, because this dough is not Chayv and Challah. You can't have a dough that's exempt from Challah to count as that which can connect the other two doughs together. So therefore it's not good. So even a rice dough or a truma dough, even if they were made, let's say, with two kavs of flour. So here we say, oh, I know why this doesn't work, because it's only a kav. Because it's a kav orez or a kav truma. No, a rice dough, truma dough, even with two kavs of flour, can't combine the two because it's exempt from challah. It doesn't matter how big it is. It's not about the fact that it's only a kav. It's about the fact that it's truma or rice. Davar shenitla chalaso ba'emsa, says the Mishnah, mitzdarfin though. Let's say that you have a dough that was chayiv in challah, but you already took challah from it. So it's not chayiv and challah now, but in essence it was. So what about if that was in between the two doughs? Would that allow them to combine? Says the Mishnah, yes, mitzdarfin. Why? Shekvarnes chayiv b'challah. Because as opposed to the rice flour and the truma, so this is a dough that was chayiv and challah. Yes, it's true, it was separated already, but that doesn't matter. It has the ability now to combine the two other doughs to make them chayiv. And that would be true with any dough that would be subject to challah. And the Mefarshim say that would even be true. Let's say the dough, I have a dough, one kav of wheat and another kav of wheat. So each one in individual is not chayiv and challah. And I connect them with a dough made of barley. Now, we don't normally combine wheat and barley. Still, says the Rosh, that's okay. Since the dough is made of a grain, that is one of the 5 grains in chayiv and challah, it has the ability to connect the other two wheat doughs together in order now to give you the requisite amount, because now I have two kavs together of wheat dough, and that bridge of barley is acceptable to connect the two. Perek Gimel, Perek Dalet Mishnah Dalet. Kav Chadash v'kav Yashan. Shenashku zebazeh. I have dough of new flour, meaning it was this year's grain, and a kav of old flour. So each one individually is not doesn't have the 5/4 of a kav that we need, and they are shenashku zebazeh. Right, we have that nishicha we had before. They literally bite each other. They're biting into each other. They're very strongly attached. And so now the Mishnah wants to tell what's the halacha, because generally speaking, what they have. Dough made with flour of 1 year's grain, you can't use that to designate that as challah for dough from a different year. So what happens now? Do I say that they can join together to be mechayiv and challah? So says the Mishnah, Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Yitol min ha'emtza. Says Rabbi Yishmael, I'll tell him what to do. Separate challah from the middle section. What's the middle section? Where they are joined together. Separate challah where the two of these two doughs, the dough of chadash, of the grain of this year, and the dough of last year, if you take challah from both of them, so that you're separating challah from both of those doughs, so that would be okay. That would be permissible. Now, why would that be allowed? So Rabbi Yishmael learns, as the Yushalmi says, he learns him from a Kav HaChomer. What's the Kav HaChomer? So he says like this, I'll tell you why this should work. A Kav Yashin and a Kav Chadash, I can separate challah from a combination of both, and that should be okay. Why? Because, remember we spoke about wheat dough and spelt. We said those are different species, even though, yes, it's true spelt is a subcategory of wheat. Nonetheless, it is a different species regarding kilayim. But we said when it comes to challah, they can combine together. So yes, they're two species with respect to kilayim, which we discussed a long time ago. But when it comes to challah, we said, no, it's considered like the same species. So if those two can combine together, spelt and wheat, which are really two species, certainly in certain areas of halacha, then certainly if I have two doughs of the same species, I have wheat and wheat, they're just from different years, they should be able to combine together. So that's why Rabbi Yishmael says, you can separate challah from that middle, where I have the two doughs joined together. That way I have challah from the section that has the dough of the new flour and the old flour together. V'chachamim osrim. V'chachamim, so that's not allowed. Now, why is it not allowed? It's a good Kav HaChomer. So the Mepharshim say, they agree with the Kav HaChomer. And therefore, midoraisa, you have two doughs from flour of different years, they do combine together to establish a chiyuv of challah. But the Chachamim were afraid that if we allow a person to take challah from that dough, even if he takes it from the middle, people may then think, oh, I guess I'm allowed to take truma from a new produce for old produce, which we know is not allowed. So if I'm allowed to do it for challah, people think I would be permitted to do it for truma, and therefore v'chachamim osrim, the chachamim prohibit that. Mishnah continues, hanotel challah min hakav. Person takes challah, separates challah from a dough that's only made with a kava flour. So here you have a person who is taking dough, separating challah from something that's not subject to challah because it doesn't have the minimum shiur of challah. So here you have a person who wants to be frum, he wants to be so machmir. I have only a kav, it's not 3/4 of a kav, it's not 1 1/4 kav, and I want to separate challah anyway. And then what does the person do? Then they add more dough to make it chayiv and challah. Now we separate, and to the main dough, he puts on more dough. So Rabbi Akiva Omer, challah. Rabbi Akiva says, this is considered challah. It's challah retroactively. That's what's happening. So Rabbi Akiva, now, think about what the Mishnah was speaking about before. The Mishnah, the other Tanoim, they were speaking about dough made from a kava flour that wasn't subject to a chiyuv of challah. So that, as we spoke about before, you have a kav ores or a kav truma. So Rabbi Akiva agrees with that. But he says like this, if I have a dough that's large enough to become subject to a chiyuv of challah, even though it doesn't have it right now, so we can view it as if there was an obligation, and at the time, and retroactively speaking, we can say that challah was separated, and that was a valid separation of challah, even though it didn't have the requisite shear at that time. Chachamim omrim ein a challah. Chachamim says, no, that doesn't work, right? You separated the challah before the dough was chayiv and challah at all. At the time when you separated, there wasn't enough flour to be chayiv. So therefore, the chachamim say that is not a valid challah separation, and therefore was never considered challah to begin with.